في الشنيق.
The story
about that people don't believe in that our religions, a lot of them, you know. This old lady from home, Mrs. Green, remember her? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she was my foster mother's mother. She used to tell us herself. She never believed in what they tell her. She grew up, I don't know where she was from, mainland someplace. Mm-hmm. 'Cause mom and her used to be real close. And she never believed in what they tell her. She was married to a white man. And this one year, they asked them to be caretakers for Uganda Cannery. One winter. And she was pretty young, I guess, before she got Stella. Then they went to Uganda to be the watchmen up there for the winter. Well, this Christmas time, you know, we have starring. Then after starring, they have, you know, masquerading. After masquerading, then we have New Year's, and I mean, before New Year's, we have another holiday, that's Christiania. That's when Jesus was baptized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this story is very true story. And they used to tell us home to bless your homes the night before that, 18th, 19th is the holiday. 18th, they used to make holy water in church in the afternoon. Every year, 2:00 in the afternoon, the reader from the church used to make holy water every year, and everybody would get holy water. Mm-hmm. Then they would even go and bless their loved ones that's gone, you know, the graves, mm-hmm. everything. Bless the church outside, and then they bless their homes. But this lady never, Mrs. Green never, she didn't believe in it. She won't. My mama tried to tell her, you gotta bless your house. No, there's nothing like that. She didn't believe. My mama would tell her, the little devils will come into your house if you don't at midnight tonight. She didn't believe it. So this one winter they went to Uganda to be winter watchmen. And it happened that she didn't go to bed right away, and her husband went to bed that evening of the holiday evening, 18th. And she went to bed just before 12, she went to bed. And she happened to have a mirror. No wonder they used to tell us that we could take a mirror to Banyu or something, you know. She happened to have a mirror where she could see their door out, the door coming in from outside in her bedroom. But, you know, it was locked. And she was laying there, she said, her husband was sleeping already. And she was laying there, just maybe it's God that made her do it because she didn't believe. While she was laying there, she could hear all these noises. What is that noise, she was wondering. And she looked around, and while she was looking around in the bedroom there, when she heard all this noise, she happened to look in the mirror. And she just froze, she said. She just froze there. She was looking at it, and all these little things were coming in through that door. It was the evil coming in, mm-hmm. the devils. And a lot of them had one eye, a lot of them had one leg, and but the main one was holding the fork. Mm-hmm. And had, you know, real ears, like we see them in pictures, and a tail. And she couldn't move away. She's 12 koch berni nagi ankhlen. An den amit bidadek gunago. Ashelok shuk. She had one, she used to say, they were carrying one person that she recognized from home, from Karluk, that had passed away. They were carrying him. And she used to say she never remembered if she passed out or she went to sleep or what. Yeah. That was, but,